first thing you said to me, I saw you down at Starbucks, is, I don't know, Brock Bowers on the field right out of the gate for the Raiders, right? With
Geno Smith, that quarterback. You know, I'm flipping around NFL Network last night. I see Joe Burrow chucking the ball down the field to Ja'Marr Chase and a lot of starters on the field.
Was 10 of 11. So he didn't just play.
He was 9 of 10 for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase, all pro, 4 receptions, 77 yards, and 1 touchdown. Burrow was on the field for 15 plays. It was his third career preseason start. Pete Carroll's the new head coach for the Las Vegas Raiders. His starting quarterback, Geno Smith. His top 10 pick, Ashton Jeanty. All pro tight end, Brock Bowers, all on the field. You know, I get that Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons have a philosophy of we're not going to play our starters in preseason, and that's totally fine. It's up and down across the NFL for all 32 teams. But for me, when I see the Bengals trotting out their entire first-team offense for more than one drive, I would assume that head coach Zach Taylor went to his guys at the beginning of training camp and said, hey, guess what? For the last 3 years, we've had horrible starts to the regular season. We're always chasing our tail in November and December. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to get meaningful reps in preseason, and we're going to hit the ground running week one.
I don't think it's perfectly fine. So I know you're saying, you know, he's just staying with his philosophy.
Right.
And my notion would be, well, it's a bad philosophy because Kirk Cousins got on the field against the Steelers and looked like a guy that hadn't taken a snap. And of course he would have benefited from trying to stretch it out a little bit and figure out what his limitations was. He admitted, like, out of the gate, you know, it took some time to feel like he was a football player again. Michael Penix Jr., I don't know, maybe a third down, blindside blitz coming in that he deals with in the first quarter of a game tonight. Maybe something you come back to in week 10 and realize, oh, yeah, I remember seeing something like that from another team. Here's what we did. Or I checked down on that situation. Or Ray McLeod and I hooked up on something. Yeah, no, I don't. Listen, there's a chance you get injured, right?
If you play every day.
If you play 15 snaps, there's a chance you get injured.
Yes.
You're about to play 80 snaps in 2 weeks, right? So, like, whether you get injured on snap 24 of a regular season game or snap 9 of a preseason game, like, there's a chance you're going to get injured.
Or snap 4 of one-on-one pass rush in a practice, like what happened to the left tackle Rashawn Slater of the Los Angeles Chargers. There's always a chance.
You know, the notion, though, is more about your quarterback.
Sure.
Which, okay, don't play him. Well, nobody's saying play him a full game. There's no justification that is the smart move. I don't buy it. You got a young quarterback. Last year it didn't work with Kirk Cousins. It took him, you know, he had to get the cobwebs out. Maybe it would have helped. Your chemistry with your offensive personnel, offensive linemen, wide receivers, tight end,
yes,
backs, your chemistry, your comfortability. It's all going to benefit from live snaps. Maybe you're going to say the live snaps are going to be against, Tennessee coming in?
Yeah.
So, but why is Joe Burrow, a league MVP, Super Bowl participant with the best receiver in the National Football League, why are they playing? Why is Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase playing, but Michael Penix Jr. and Drake London and, Mooney's out, so it'll be Ray McLeod.
And again, this isn't a normal thing for the Bengals. Joe Burrow's been in the league now for 5-6 years. This was his third ever career preseason start. It's week one. He's on the field for 15 plays. You can't tell me that that's not the coaching staff getting together and saying, we got to make a change to make sure that we're ready to go week one.
How does that not help you? I mean, guess what? If he gets injured, we got a really good backup that we're paying a ton of money to. Like, we hope that doesn't happen, but, like, that's the National Football League. I'm not saying play 70 plays into the fourth quarter with guys trying to block for you that are not professional football players. Nobody's saying that.
I mean, even my last year, 2017, like, it was a given that the third preseason game, third of four, your entire starters on offense and defense were playing the first half and the first series of the second half.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to have the 4 minute and 2 minute right before halftime. You wanted to go through your halftime routine and you wanted to get them back in the swing of things after the halftime break. Now, obviously, there's only 3 preseason games, and I don't think starters play generally at all.